Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You
don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. Well, how come people can't just respond to what I'm feeling inside without my having to actually say it? I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, the psychology of reading minds.
Particularly those people closest to us in life, they should just know what I'm experiencing at this moment. They should be able to read me like I have a little crawl running across my forehead. And the thing is, everyone experiences that to some degree. So we've talked on previous shows about the idea that we often believe that our internal states are leaking out of us if we're embarrassed about something. So you wake up one morning with a zit. And you feel like that's the only thing that people can see the whole day. You're one big walking zit.
Well, yeah.
And
it's true.
you have a stain on your shirt. You think everyone's just staring at that. And similarly, you know, if you're upset about something or angry about something, you feel like everyone can read from your body language and your facial expression exactly how you're feeling at that moment. And then you wonder, why isn't anyone coming over to comfort me? But in fact, if you could see yourself from the outside, you're not a walking zit on those days. You're a person, and that zit is a very small part of who you are.
Or I have to say this, you're not a walking shirt stain.
You're not a walking shirt stain. And so your emotions are not completely leaking out, which means that if you're feeling something and you're not getting the response from the people around you that you're expecting to get, it is possible that they simply don't care. But before leaping to that conclusion, it is also possible that they actually aren't able to read what you're feeling and thinking at that moment from what you're actually displaying to them. With your body language and your posture and your facial expression.
I think we always overestimate how observant human beings are generally.
Yes.
You know, people say, oh my God, everybody saw that. Well, actually, nobody saw that.
Nobody saw that.
Nobody cares.
And I think because of that, it creates expectations about how other people are supposed to respond. And once you have expectations about the way other people are supposed to respond, you're pretty much locked into a disappointment on the way, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this cycles back to something we said a few minutes ago. Having the capacity and the willingness to ask for things that you need. Like, I'm feeling bad. Tell me something good about myself because I feel crappy right now. You know, many people will say, well, what do you mean? You're terrific. You know, you're terrific. But without asking for that, what do many people do? They say, boy, I'm not really good at my job. But then think what happens often when that happens. Think about children who do this, right? Preemptive self-deprecation. How do caring people usually respond to that? I'm not really good at this. Yes, you are, Jimmy. You're terrific. Now, what has Jimmy done? Nothing. He's just said how crappy he is, right? And now suddenly there's all this positive attention from all these people.
Yeah.
And now we find that this child now doesn't have confidence to make self-deprecation. How did that happen? Just like that.
When in fact, what we should be saying is, Jimmy, you're right.
what are we supposed to say?
Back to the storks.
I mean, that is your response.
So think about no verbalizations.
Nothing.
Just close it.
Done.
I'm really ugly.
Gosh, look at the time.
You know, what was so interesting to me is how often when people do actually get to the point where they do ask for what they think they need or want from somebody else, the people they're asking are often quite willing to give it, you know. But they, because we don't read other people's minds, even sometimes we miss things and people we're very close to and we think we know very well, sometimes it's helpful for the people around us to help them help us, right? I mean, it's certainly, you know, I was just meeting yesterday, actually, with a group of students with a focus group and talking to students about their early experiences here on campus coming from high schools. And high schools that varied greatly in the level of quality of preparation these students had to come to college. And what was interesting to me is how many of them, when they felt intellectually challenged, emotionally challenged, whatever, that their thought was, for varying reasons, but the response was, don't let anybody know you're having this problem, right? Because you'll be judged. You know, you'll be seen as not ready to do this, or you don't belong here, or you should know this already, or whatever, something like that. And I think there is a reticence among many people to acknowledge what they don't know and ask for help. And that is a very maladaptive way of thinking, to say, when I'm not sure, my job is to obscure the fact that I'm unsure, so no one knows that I'm not sure. If I need help, I'm going to mask the fact that I need help, so people, you know, that way of operating, first of all, it's exhausting, right? And there are all these opportunities that you miss to have generous people assist you in ways that doesn't really cost you or them much of anything, except this perhaps false sense of pride that my image will be somehow damaged if I acknowledge the fact that I don't know something.
Next week, we'll talk about brain games with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke.
Each of the companies that is putting forth products has a study they can point to, whether it replicates in the long run or not. They have a study they can point to that made people a little bit better at doing something. It's like we talked in an earlier show about the Mozart effect. Mm-hmm.
You could subscribe to the podcast of Two Guys on Your Head on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And check out the new book, Brain Briefs, where Art and Bob take on a variety of topics across psychology. Get your copy wherever books are sold. Our engineer is David Alvarez, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.